Hey, it's Pete here. Welcome to this episode of Great Big Pranks. And now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Are you tired of your kids nibbling on anything in sight while they're busy unleashing their inner artist? Well, we've got the perfect solution for you. Introducing Edible Crayons, the innovative set of crayons made from delicious and edible materials.
Mom, look, I drew a rainbow, and I'm eating it too.
That's right. With edible crayons, your little ones can draw and eat their creation simultaneously, combining art and snacking like never before. Made from safe, non-toxic ingredients, these vibrant colors will spark their imagination and satisfy their taste buds.
Yum! This blue crayon tastes like berries.
And this yellow one tastes like lemonade.
This brown one tastes like shit.
Edible crayons are the perfect blend of fun and flavor, allowing your kids to express their creativity while enjoying a guilt-free snack. Plus, they're mess-free, so you don't have to worry about sticky fingers or stained clothes.
Mom, can I have another crayon? Me too.
With edible crayons, you can indulge your children's artistic side while giving them a safe, creative way to satisfy their snack cravings. It's a win-win for both kids and parents.
I love snacking and drawing at the same time.
Edible crayons are the best invention ever.
So why wait? Visit our website or your nearest store today and get your hands on edible crayons. Watch your kids' imagination soar as they create and munch on their edible masterpieces. Edible crayons, where art and snacking unite.
Edible crayons are intended for children aged 3 and above. Parental supervision is advised.
No problem, my pretty little boy. Have a nice day.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The fuck?
What the hell?
Who are you trying to bullshit? You're not a fucking neighbor.
Do what now, man?
I've never played hockey in my fucking life, buddy.
We're calling people named Steve.
I love it. Oh, I love it. Ooh, I love it. I gotta look up some Steve businesses. I got you, bro. Hello? I got you, bro.
Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Steve, how are you doing, my guy?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm fucking happy as a, like, kernel of corn in a popcorn bag or something. I don't know. I'm happy.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, what's good by you, Steve? What are you up to tonight, Steve?
Not too much. Not too much.
Getting ready for the holidays?
Having a beer and watching the tube.
Oh, yeah? What are you watching on TV?
Well, not much. I just woke up.
Oh, yeah?
I was doing the knot at the table.
You too?
Yeah.
I just woke up from a nice nap. I'm freshly napped. And so's Vlad. Vlad, say hi.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve, what's going on, my guy? This is Steve, right, Pete?
Yep.
Steve, what kind of beer? What kind of beer you drink, my guy? You having a Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Hey, a Pabst Blue Ribbon. No.
Yeah?
No, man, I'm having a Sleeman's.
Oh, you old school. You old school son of a bitch. Man, you're like... I bet you were stealing like Dodge Chargers back in the day and like driving around like some kind of bad guy in like a 70s sitcom of some kind.
Yeah.
Like a buddy cop show. I bet you were tagging chicks and stealing trucks and drinking beer and fucking shooting some coke here and there. I bet you were a real motherfucker. Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm pretty sure
so
it's okay.
What are you up to?
Well, I was just sitting on Pete's penis, and we just thought we'd give you a call and see what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We wanted to see what you were up to. We wanted to see if we wanted to make this stack a man sandwich. Hey, Steve, could you do me a big favor, buddy?
What's that?
Can you just say you can start the show?
Hey?
Just, I need you just to say you can start the show. I'm counting on you, Steve. We have this rapport going. I need you to just go ahead and say it loud and proud. You can start the show. Steve, are you okay? Do I need to call somebody?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Okay, man, can you say you can start the show?
Hey?
You can start the show.
Say I can fix the show.
Say you can start the show. We need your permission. Steve, baby.
Who am I talking to anyways?
This is Vladimir and Pete.
Yeah, I'm Pete, and this is my buddy Vlad. We just need permission to start the show, you know, like we're rubbing the bottle and we need to let this genie out of the bottle, so just say it. Say, you can start the show, and then we'll leave you alone.
No.
Come on, Steve. Steve, I will buy you a beer.
Steve, you're laughing. You're laughing, but it is not funny. If you don't let the genie out of this bottle, it's going to turn blue. That's not cool, man.
Hey, listen, I'm going to let you go, okay?
No. Just give us permission before you go.
Steve, we're on a show. We do an internet show, and we need someone. We interview people, interesting people from our community. We thought you were an interesting man that's done great things for the community. And we just, being our first call of the evening, it's traditional to ask you to give us permission to start our show. Would you please do that for us?
Wish
I knew some Al Bundy-isms to say for a shoe store.
Thank you for calling Steve Madden.
Ah!
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I am so fantastic.
Awesome.
Great. What was your name?
Robin. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Robin. You have such a cute little voice. Really, really beautiful little voice you have. Anyway, Robin. What's that, Pete? Do I need to slap you again? Now, I'm online with my gimp bitch, Pete. I'm wondering, what's the tallest heel you have in a men's size 10?
I mean, in store, we go up to, like, for... I don't have any, like...
On the floor.
I have some men's boots that probably have maybe a 1.5-inch heel, like in some of my men's boots, you go up to a 10.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest sizes in women's?
An 11, which is equivalent to a men's 9.
9. I think...
Yeah, I have larger sizes online, though.
You do have larger online. We might try to shove his bitch feet into one of those size 11s.
Fashion show mall, I think had some size 12, some women's size 12.
Ooh, fashion show? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They have a bigger, like, extended size selection.
And do you have any, like, really, like, a really tall slut heel?
We have all different types of things.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. You hear that, Pete? We're going to go in there and make you a pretty bitch. You'll see me because I'll be the one with the chain dragging behind me a leathered up gimp bitch. We'll see you shortly.
Okay.
Thanks for your help, Robin.
Okay. Robin, it's okay.
Man, I never know what I'm going to say. I didn't even know what I'm going to say. Oh, man. This is another Steve Madden.
Steve Madden, let's pray. It's Cassandra speaking.
Hi, Cassandra. Speaking.
Shut your mouth, bitch. Back on the floor. Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to ascertain what the largest sizes in heels that you might have are and the tallest, most uncomfortable heel that you might have.
The biggest size we have would be a 10, and then the tallest, it would just be a 3-inch heel.
3-inch, real slutty looking?
Excuse me?
Just real. I'm looking for some pumps that's going to make this gimp bitch look real slutty.
Thank you.
And he wears a men's 9, so I think that the 10s, well, I think that might work for us. And if not, I think I'm just going to chop off. I think I might just chop off a pinky toe to get him in there, because he's just said, who needs the pinky toe? I think his feet will look more dainty without it anyway. You hear that, Petey? We're doing some surgery.
That sounds scary.
Hello?
Hi. Is Steve there? Big Steve, please.
Big Steve?
Yeah, it's rather urgent. Put him on the phone, please.
Okay. Asking for Big Steve.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Steve. How's it going, my guy? It's Pete.
Pete who?
Pete McClintock, you big dummy. How have you been?
Good.
Yeah? What are you up to tonight?
Who's Pete McClintock?
That's me, yeah. And you are Steve. What's good, Steve? How have you been?
Okay, so what do you want?
I'm just asking, calling to say hey, man, and shoot the shit. How have you been doing lately?
I don't know any Pete McClintock.
Yeah, you do. It's me. I'm Pete McClintock, and you are Steve.
Where do I know you from?
Up and around the falls, you know, the falls there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I live just down the street from you, my guy. And
oh, is that right?
Yeah. I live with Mildred.
Mildred?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mildred who?
Well, that's neither here nor there. Mildred McClintock, dummy. How have you been doing?
Well, I just want to know a little more about you.
No, I'm curious
to
know.
Where do you know me from?
From in and around Fenelon Falls. I just want to know how the hell you're doing, you big dumb man.
No, I just want to know how you're doing. I want to know how you are.
I'm fine, thank you.
I want to know how you know this.
I live down the street from you, man. It's no big secret. I'm just calling
to
say.
Where down the street? Where do you live down the street?
I live on. You know, I'm just wagging my tail down the street.
What number on?
I mean, I don't feel like I'm going to tell you that because I don't feel comfortable.
Well, you want to know who I am. I want to know who you are.
I don't want to know who you are. I already know who you are, Steve.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you're Big Steve P. That's what we used to call you back in the day.
What's the P stand for?
Big Steve.
And what do you mean, you know what, call me back in?
You know what we also used to do, Steve?
What?
We used to joke about we used to call you the power station.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
From what?
From hockey.
From what?
From hockey. And
I've
then
never played hockey. I've never played hockey in my fucking life, buddy. Who are you trying to bullshit?
And then down at the Tim Hortons there.
No.
You know,
wrong.
When you were touching mushrooms.
Wrong on all accounts. You're wrong on all accounts, buddy.
I'm not your buddy, pal.
Yeah, well, yes you are.
No, I'm not. Don't call me buddy. I'm your neighbor.
Why not? No, you're not. You're not a fucking neighbor. You're more no more a neighbor than I am a neighbor to you.
I don't appreciate you using the N-word.
You're just a fucking thief and crook.
You're going to get our show canceled, Steve. Not cool, dude. Not cool.
What show?
That's neither here nor there. The point is you're going to get me canceled because you're using the N-word. Not cool.
You phony prick.
It's been reported that there was monkeypox was there. Nice. I'm nervous, but I come...
Steve, how can I help you?
Yeah, good evening. Me and my partner, Pete, we were thinking about coming in there, but I did look up some... we're traveling through the area. I looked up some... I looked, you know, in searching for a place to visit. It seemed that there was an outbreak recently of the monkeypox. Has that settled down?
No, we haven't had anything of the sorts.
Really? In
I
one
think
of the
you're probably reading an old post from a disgruntled.
Oh, really?
Member.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've been here for a year now, and I have had no incidents of anything.
Oh my gosh. Because it was, yeah.
They're saying that their member is disgruntled, and it was just posted today.
Yeah. Well, they said.
And
they
What did they say?
Is this a men's only facility as well?
Yes, you have to pay a membership to come in. And sometimes we get people that get disgruntled. We do have reasons for kicking people out. You know, sometimes people get drunk or just,
make a mess, make a quote unquote mess. I'm sure you've dealt with them.
Yes.
What was that one guy? What was that one guy that was going through there for a while? I know he got blacklisted by like just about every place in Nevada into over to Arizona.
I don't know, but I'm sure he's on our list.
Oh, I guarantee it. What was it? Pete, we talked to him one time. He absolutely browned out. It was just a mess. Absolutely. I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, the pricing. pricing for a membership.
So the pricing for a membership, if you don't have our annual membership, it's just $5 a person per day. If you want a room, a six-hour room would cost you, with the membership, would cost you $24 for each person, or $34 for a 12-hour room. And we also have lockers. The lockers will cost $19 for 6 hours.
Oh.
And that's all including that $5 membership price. So.
Okay. And what else does it feel like? Yes, the sauna, and you have a pool there? Or?
We have the sauna and the steam room. We don't have a pool or a jacuzzi. We have a sauna, steam room, open showers, porn room, glory holes. It's a little chilly now, but the patio is usually nice too, because it's nice and private but open.
okay, yeah, nice and open, just like Pete's about to be. Okay, hey, what was your name?
Good. I'm Dee.
Yeah, it was good. Dee, thank you so much for your help. We are excited to come in there.
Absolutely.
And you said there hasn't been any issues with the horrible flaming cases of monkeypox, like whatever this one.
No.
Says. But, I mean, you're sounding very reasonable.
No, just disgruntled members. Those are our only issues.
Yeah.
Disgruntled members.
What did the last disgruntled person, like, can you give me an example of something crazy that happened?
No, I mean, I don't, not really.
I'm just curious. People get mad at each other
and call me. Like, I get phone calls. They're like, hey, you have a member that's like doing this, or they're this.
Like,
or,
what? Like, what did they do?
Broke up, or, you know.
Like, what?
No, I can't. I can't give out details. I'm not allowed.
Yeah, I understand. HIPAA, right? HIPAA?
You wouldn't want me telling your stories, would you?
Oh, no, I would. I am an exhibitionist. I absolutely give you permission to tell every single story about me that you have,
and even to make some up. Come in and create some.
But, Dee, I don't think that HIPAA applies to bathhouses. I don't think that you would be considered a medical professional.
No, but I do sign an employee contract that we are not allowed to give out details of the club. So. Okay.
Hey, Dee, you sound fantastic.
that it does qualify.
We are, if you could just really quickly for me, just say you can start the show and we can start our show.
Oh, you can start the show.
Thank you so much, Dee. You were fantastic. You sound like a lot of fun. You seem like a great, great lady. And happy holidays. I don't know what you celebrate, but we love you and stay safe out there. Have a great day.
Good. Come down and see us, okay?
We are so excited. The no more pumpkin spice anywhere. It's just been a day.
Stevie Speedstaff, can I ask you out for you?
Hi, I'm sorry. I guess we got off on the wrong foot, but that was much better. That hello was actually made sense. I am trying to order a pizza.
Yeah, what kind of pizza would you like?
Just one meat.
I'm sorry?
One meat.
One meat? What kind of meat would you like?
Two cheese.
Are you doing slices or like a whole pie?
Yes. 3-7.
Excuse me?
4 olive.
No, all right, sir. No,
I just need one. this is Steve's crazy sub. The sub just looks like a normal sub. So I think that's what we're going to complain about, that they're overselling it.
There's just absolutely nothing crazy about this.
This is the most ordinary looking sub I've ever seen. It's even served on the most ordinary plate, with the most ordinary package, with the most ordinary looking
Your
people
call
that
cannot
made
be
the sub.
It's completely ordinary.
Steve's crazy sub at Parkway Kellett.
Whoa, did two of you pick up at once? Hey, lady, how are you guys? hey, that was crazy. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. like the sub, we came in there, got some subs. It was like a really Hello? Good. Hey there. Yes, we're calling about the subs. We're just going to, we're placing the call.
Hey, hold on.
No, you hold on. Yes, we have the subs. We did not order them. They're not quite, we already have the order. We've got the subs. They are just not as crazy as I was expecting. Like, these are very ordinary, like, even, like, I wouldn't say subpar or above par. This is just, like, if you were to take a sample image of a sub, just, like search. Like, if you were to ask AI to make a standard submarine sandwich, I would get exactly what you guys gave me. And that is not very crazy with a K.
Okay.
So I just think maybe Steve's sub instead of Steve's crazy sub, because where does the crazy part come in? Like, even the wrapper and the plate, everything. The person that made my sub, super ordinary. The like cash register, totally ordinary. Like the signage, the bathroom, everything, totally ordinary.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, I'm just wondering, can I talk to Steve about this? Like my family was just really, they were upset. We saw the name and we thought there was going to be something really wacky about it. Real zany, you know, like that there might be some kind of crazy, outfits, or we'd walk in and you'd say some kind of slogan to us. Like no one shouted anything. No one was singing. There was no dance routine. And the ice cream, like what? Just vanilla? I mean, seriously? I don't know. I'm not disappointed. Look, here's the deal. I'm not disappointed, but I'm also not enthused. And I just, you know, I was just hoping for more, you know?
And maybe we'll change something. I'm sorry about that.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. The way that woman's, there's a woman who just grabbed a sandwich from your place and came out here and is sitting in her car, and she is putting it into her mouth in the most suggestive way possible. Like I don't want to be crass, but it looks like she's performing fellatio on her submarine sandwich. And now she's opened it up and she's switching to a cunnilingus kind of motion. Yes, now it's more like female oral. Okay. And now, okay, that should not go there. Rusty, cover your eyes. Oh, good God. I'm just going to tell you, what was your name?
Dad. What am I seeing?
Hun, please cover your eyes. Do not watch
what?
Her.
What
ma'am,
is this?
Ma'am, you can't do that. Ma'am, there are children here. What was your name, hon?
Jaws.
Like the bad guy, like a shark, like a shark or a bad guy in a James Bond movie. Jaws.
Yeah, I got it mixed up with Jaws a lot.
Okay, it's Jaws, like J-O-S, like just Jaws. Hey, I'm Jocelyn.
J-O-S-S.
J-O-S-S. Yeah. Hey, it's cool. I like it, Jaws. Jaws, if this woman who just bought a sub comes back in and says that the sandwich looked like this when she bought it, tell her that that is not true.
Okay.
And that is not okay.
Sounds good. I will be sure to do that.
Jocelyn, what's the most erotic thing you ever did with a sandwich?
I really don't know.
But you have seen some like roast beef that is kind of like erogenous. I know I have as a heterosexual male.
Okay.
You run into that thing occasionally.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You know how labia can look a little bit like roast beef if I'm going kind of gross, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I can kind of understand.
Okay. Okay, Jaws. I didn't mean to like spell it out for you. I know you're not stupid. But hey, Jaws, thanks so much for your time. I just bring it up to Steve. Maybe the crazy thing. I mean, if this like now that I've seen what happened with this woman in the Tesla next to me here, I think you're okay with the K and the crazy, because this shit was fucking bonkers. This shit was fucking bonkers, Jaws. What I have seen tonight, fucking bonkers. Absolutely. I've seen the craziest shit I've ever seen with a sub. Like, I called you and I wasn't sure that your name applied. Uh-huh. By the end of the phone call, craziest sub place I've ever fucking been to. Hands down. Hands down, with a K. With a K. Like, I think you should put that. I mean, I don't know. I think you should add more zany spellings to this thing. I don't know. Jaws, you're doing great. But this woman out here, when she comes in, take a look at the front of her and you'll see that, you know, mayonnaise has been spread evenly across the front of her body. You'll notice.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
You shall know her by her walk.
Jaws, do you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, I do.
Merry Christmas, Jaws.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too.
All right, we'll talk to you later, hon. Thanks for having some fun with us.
No problem.
Merry Christmas, baby Jesus.
All right.
Bye bye.
Baby Jaws.
Now she's a fucking well. Jaws is a fucking. She was a fucking juggernaut, huh? She was a fucking unstoppable force.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with her.
She was down. She was down to clown. Oh, wait, no, this is an ice cream place. This is Steve's homemade ice cream. Forgive me. Yes, I was just going to be coming on in there with a bunch of the boys that just got out of a practice. They had a great practice down at the sports facility, the local sports facility there, and the local generic sports facility. I should be more specific. They are really excited to get some ice cream. I wanted to see how busy you were. We got about 15, and I didn't want to swamp you all at once. Is that going to be okay? I just didn't want you to.
Yeah, when are you guys planning on coming down?
We're heading in right now. Are you super busy right now or not too bad?
It's not that bad.
Not that bad?
Not that bad. You can come in. It won't be overwhelming.
Okay, great. A couple of the boys had some questions about some specific flavors that they like. Could I check really quick and see if you happen to have them?
Yeah, what flavors are you looking for?
Well, Rusty is he has a certain one that he liked from the last place that we used to live at. It was Grundleberry Crunch.
Dad.
Yes, Rusty, go ahead, honey. Go ahead and ask her.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm Rusty. What's your name?
My name's Lakely.
Lakely?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a pretty name. I'm 12. You sound hot. What are you doing later? That's the type of ice cream that I want. That's not a pickup line. Hello?
Did she?
Lakely.
Hello? I mean, hello. Which voice am I using? Sometimes I forget. I come in. Maybe a lump crunch.
And he's like telling him about how he runs shit. That's funny.
Oh, he runs the streets.
Hello, this is Steve. How can I help you?
This is Steve's crazy sub. Yep, that's right. We picked up some subs earlier. Most of them were okay, but this one turkey and smoked gouda. I did not order the demon soul on it, and it seems like there was some put on it.
What was the name for the order?
Last name was Anderson. Or no, we didn't give a name. We just came in there and ordered. We just walked in there and ordered and took them.
They didn't ask you for a name.
I don't remember, to be honest with you. We had a whole group.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it then.
Well, it was just the one, like, it's a turkey. I had gouda, I think, or gouda or cheddar, and lettuce, tomato, and I did ask for light spicy, the peppers. What are the banana peppers, I think they're called? But I did not order the demon soul, and there's definitely some demon soul on here.
Are you sure it's the right store? Because we don't have any gouda or cheddar, and we don't have any.
Okay, then it was just the American. How do you not have cheddar?
We just don't have any cheddar cheese. We have the normal American cheese. It's just no cheddar.
That's all you have for cheese?
We have provolone, Swiss, American, and pepper jack.
How crazy of a sub can you make without cheddar cheese? Yeah, I think I just switched to provolone. I always go for smoked Gouda first, but yeah, you didn't have that, and they didn't have the cheddar, so I went with the provolone. But crazy subs, get some goddamn cheddar for real. And you do have someone. I didn't order the Demon Soul.
We don't have anything that is called Demon Soul at all. Is there anything else that it might have been?
No, this sub absolutely has extra Demon Soul on it.
I'm not really sure exactly what that is.
I'm not sure what you guys might call it, but I'm from the Northeast, and you know, a Demon Soul is a Demon Soul up here.
What is it like? What is in it? That way, I just can understand.
Well, it's hot. It's kind of got a kind of a spicy red. Usually, sometimes black as night, or red as a fiery coal of hell. And got kind of a hot, spicy, eternal damnation kind of thing going on.
Sorry, we don't have any of that here.
What do you mean? I'm looking at it right here.
We don't even sell that at all.
I mean, it's on my sandwich.
I'm sorry about that, but it's not even in the store.
Do you have roasted red peppers?
No,
I'm the Demon Soul. Hey,
what kind of sandwiches are you selling?
Just a regular sub, man.
It's like a prank call.
What is this guy? Is he a fucking retard or something? Oops, I'm not supposed to use that word anymore. Satan's gonna get canceled.
Is this a prank call?
I gotta go. Okay, bye.
If you're gonna do prank calls like this, please never call back to the store because we're a little busy right now and we have a lot of work to do.
Oh no, I'm not. This isn't a prank call, and I'm gonna be getting to the bottom of this. We might be calling corporate about this.
That's all right. You're welcome to do that, but I'm just letting you know.
What was your name?
Please never do
that again. What was your name? Because I'm going right to the top. Is your manager there? I'd like to speak to them.
I am the manager here.
What's your name, Junior?
My name is Seth, and you're welcome to call. You're welcome to tell someone.
Okay.
But if you're going to act like this, we're not allowed.
Listen, Junior.
We're not going to do that.
Listen, Junior. Listen.
All right.
I'm a customer. Listen,
right now,
listen,
I got
Junior.
A lot of orders to deal with.
Listen, JR.
So please have a great rest of your day and a Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
Happy Hanukkah, motherfucker.
I'm not Christian. I'm Satan.
He said Merry Christmas. Oh, that was a burn. Oh, that Merry Christmas was like, ooh, he won the call with the Merry Christmas. Oh, shit. God damn it. God damn it. He beat us, Pete, with that one fucking, he turned it right at the end. That was like a full court shot. That was like a full court shot. We had him. I thought the game was over. Fucking Merry Christmas to a fucking Demon Soul. Fucking level like fucking one, like what's the IQ? Like 1000 IQ move. That was that. Jeez, that guy's a fucking beast. Wow. Wow. I just got to call back to congratulate him. I have to. Wow. Seth, wow. I just have to congratulate him. Like, I thought I had him against the ropes, and then the Merry Christmas, he fucking spun it, and I didn't realize it for like 3 seconds. And then I was on the mat. Oof.
Hello, this is Steve's Crazy Time on Sinovia. How can I help you?
Seth, I just need to say, I'm just going to be really quick. The Merry Christmas at the end, I thought we had you on the ropes, and then you came in with that. I'm so impressed. I just need to say that. Like, I just want to shake your hand. You won the call with that. Like, we were doing a whole Demon Soul thing, and then you said Merry Christmas. And for 3 seconds, I didn't realize what you had done. Sick burn. That was sick, Seth. That was fucking sick. Nice job.
I do appreciate that. I just do have to tell you.
Nice job.
We can't have any of these phone calls. These are only for orders. So I do appreciate it. It is kind of funny.
Bro, but you can. bro, but you can though. But have a good day, Steve, and Merry Christmas. And that was a great comeback. You won the call with that. I love you. Later, Seth.
I need to make an order.
Chill out a little bit. Everything's gonna be okay, homeboy. Talk to you soon, buddy.
I need to make an order.
He's wound a little tight, but
I just need to make a fucking order.
Steve's Collision, this is Jeff. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Jeff. This is Vladimir. Me and Pete, we got the 9-6 Ford F-150 with the chicken coop. Now, are you guys able to redo the chicken coop damage?
What's your last name? I'm sorry.
Oh, my last name's Anderson. I'm not sure what name they used when they put it in there. But we got that 9-6. We got the 9-7 Ford F-150 that had that's back when they offered that model in Kentucky. You could get a package right from the factory with the chicken coop right there in the back. So that modification is a little hard to find, and I was wondering if you were able to do it there.
No, probably not.
Can I talk to Steve, please?
He's actually not here.
Jeff, you're not even trying for me, bro. You can't look up the F-150 chicken coop, see if you can get it for me?
I've never even
see if you can order the part. Brother, see if you can order the part. F-150, 96, 97, chicken coop, Kentucky edition. Yeah, punch it in, boy. You're actually searching that, you dumb son of a bitch.
Really, dude?
Absolutely, Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Who is it?
You're on a radio program. We're just having some fun. Can I get your permission to start the show? God damn it.
Ha ha.
Excuse me.
Hello?
Hi, Steve. Please, put Steve on the phone.
There's no Steve here.
Who the hell are you, then?
Come on now, don't be rude. I think you got the wrong number.
Well, sorry, who on earth are you? Steve. I need to talk to Steve.
That had to be a Canadian. Like, he's like, hey, come on now. Hey, come on now, buddy. Let's settle down a bit.
Sorry, eh?
Hey, everybody! Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Great Big Pranks. It was a steaming pile of shit. Speaking about steaming piles of shit, you can join us in the Discord where we take a shit live. Oh, yeah!
We also have a Patreon, Redbubble, and a bunch of other things. You know, just click on the link in the show notes.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrod Media Group. Learn more at scrod.net.